Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says a ground offensive in Syria is not going to work. He told reporters on Friday that nothing being tried now will work because the Syrian people don't view the Assad regime as legitimate. He also reiterated the U.S. goal in Syria:
to continue to cultivate relations with a moderate opposition that can serve as a transition to a new government inside of Syria, and that we continue to have a process of getting the Iranians, the Russians, the Turks, the Gulf countries, and all the other interested parties to sit down and recognize we've got to have a political transition if we want to end the humanitarian crisis and save the structure of a unified Syrian state.
President Obama's comments came as the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement in principle to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. Hungary closed its border with Croatia at midnight on Friday, there to contain the flow of thousands of migrants arriving daily in the country before traveling on to northern Europe. More than 380,000 migrants have entered Hungary in 2015, and they expect the number to move above 700,000 by the end of the year. Dozens have been killed in northeastern Nigeria after bomb blast in Borno State, where the militant group Boko Haram is active. Nigerian emergency officials said Friday the two suicide bombers blew themselves up inside of a mosque in the state capital Maiduguri. Blasts were timed to be the second one, killed many people who had gathered to help those hurt in the first blast. This is VOA News. Europe's Zone 9 bloggers have been acquitted of the terrorism charges against them. Marta Vanderwolf reporting now from Addis Ababa.
After an Addis Ababa court acquitted the bloggers Friday morning, Zone 9 lawyer Amaha Makonnen called the decision a landmark ruling.
The court emphasized that the government, and particularly the prosecutor, accused them for plotting, inciting, and preparing terrorism. But the court was saying all the evidence brought are weak or do not prove at all terrorism.
Six bloggers with the group known as Zone 9 and three affiliated freelance journalists were arrested and detained in April 2014. Their court case attracted extensive social media attention. Human rights organizations such as Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch frequently appealed to the Ethiopian government requesting the release of the bloggers. Marta van der Wolf, Addis Ababa.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power told VOA Friday that Iran's test of a medium-range ballistic missile last week was a violation of U.N. sanctions.
It does appear that the missile launch that Iran conducted did violate U.N. Security Council resolution, so we will indeed bring it to the Security Council and press for the appropriate action. We're also looking bilaterally at things that we can do as well.
Iranian state media reported the successful test of a new guided long-range ballistic surface-to-surface missile on October the 10th. Power added that the missile would be inherently capable of delivering a nuclear weapon. Human Rights Watch has urged authorities in Nepal to immediately investigate and bring to justice the people responsible for killings and other violations during protest about a new constitution. The group said at least 45 people were killed during the protest earlier this year. Nepal decided to deliver a new constitution following the country's devastating earthquake in April. HRW said after nearly a decade of political stalemate, the country chose that vulnerable time to go forth with plans for a new constitution, leaving little time for consultations. In a summit at the White House on Friday, President Obama and South Korean President Park Geun-hye demanded that North Korea abandon its nuclear ambitions. The two leaders called the more than six-decade-old alliance between their nations a linchpin for peace and security in the peninsula and across the Asia-Pacific region. In a joint statement, the leaders said that the two allies are committed to countering North Korea's nuclear and missile capability, as well as other provocations. You can get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the birthday boy, turning 54 years old on the 18th of October, Wynton Marsalis on Jazz America. Well, you may ask, why do you have so many birthday celebrations on Jazz America? Well, it's just a great way to give you an overview of the various styles of jazz, the various eras of jazz, and also to pay homage to the greats of jazz history, some of whom are no longer with us. Luckily, Wynton Marsalis is in his heyday. He's only 54 years old and began when he was a teenager making jazz at a high level. And now he's one of the major composers, band leaders, educators, and directors of the Jazz at Lincoln Center. It's just an incredible career in life that he has had. Multi-Grammy Award winner, NEA Jazz Master, a winner of awards not only in jazz but also classical music, Wynton Marsalis. We celebrate him and his birthday on this edition of Jazz America. But I want to say happy birthday in the memory of the great guitarist Barney Kessel, who was born on the 17th of October in 1923. He played with the likes of Charlie Parker, Lester Young, Oscar Peterson, Sonny Rollins, and led his own bands too, as he will right now in this 1957 recording of the classic standard On Green Dolphin Street. Let's remember one of the legendary guitarists, Barney Kessel, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
of my heart, robber of my soul, where can you be? I wait patiently. My heart cries out, pain inside, where can you be? I wait patiently. When you're alone, going gets rough, come back, come back, come back, baby, I've had enough. Make me clean, happy again, hear my cry, and ease my pain.
As we celebrate Wynton Marsalis' 54th birthday on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, we're also saluting the great horn band tradition of his hometown, New Orleans, Louisiana, the birthplace of jazz. And no group has carried on that tradition any more effectively and for a longer period of time than the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. From their album Medicated Magic, they were joined by the esteemed vocalist and pianist Nora Jones on the song Ruler of My Heart. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. And speaking of Nora Jones, in our conversation with Wynton Marsalis, the lovely lady came up in our conversation, and just as Wynton Marsalis was preparing for another tour with his esteemed Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, we had these words to say about Nora and about getting ready for the concert tour. And then, after the conversation, we'll enjoy some of his latest work as the Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra went to Cuba. I can imagine my young friends and my older friends listening right now in Ghana and Thailand and China and Iran that are hearing this broadcast and are getting this free masterclass from Wynton Marsalis. I've delivered you some emails I've gotten from folks. I bet I'll get some more. Go ahead and write us some, and I'll forward them to Wynton.
Please, if you
have some thoughts.
I'll write you back, too. Please, yeah. Send them in.
Okay. Well, Wynton, I think the only difficult part of that whole live performance, too, would have been working with Nora Jones, because I remember trying to interview her, and she was so doggone good-looking, I started looking at her as I was asking my question and got lost my train of thought. So I would think it would be very difficult working with somebody that good-looking, and you've worked with a few beautiful ladies over the years.
Yeah, we're looking at our music.
That's the best thing
to do.
We're
trying to come in right.
Okay, tell me a little bit about what's going on for the future. I want to catch up with that. I know that the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra is taking off around the world again, spreading the word.
Man, I don't really. We just playing, record, doing what we've been doing for years. I never really actually know what's coming up, but I know it's going to be something that says about our music, and we're very consistent with that.
Yes, I know that's true. Well,
Listen, Winton, it's always great to see you, man. Always, thanks a lot, man, for taking some time.
I like seeing you in the halls, man.
Oh, make me, man, happy
whenever
same
I see
here.
You, you know?
I'd love to see you on the basketball court, too. Man, you ain't getting too old. Let's go play. No, you haven't. Come on, man. Basketball is just like jazz. Come on, you know it. Five guys and five guys improvise it. Come on, let's do it.
It is that way, but these old lips, they can work. They're going to work a much longer than these Achilles.
I'm 10 years older than you, and I can play.
Man, I don't know, Russ.
Okay, that's another day. Thanks, man. Take care.
All right.
Gracias. Es un honor, un orgullo estar aquí. Otra vez, la banda Jazz and Lincoln Center, Artista con Música, Winter Marsalis. Gracias.
We are so pleased that the barriers of any kind are falling between our nation and the nation of Cuba. Case in point, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis at the helm, performing live in Cuba recently the song titled The Sanctified Blues, written by Wynton Marsalis. A little bit of that New Orleans second line groove from Wynton with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra to Wynton and his brother Branford as a member of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. Recorded live in 1982 at the San Francisco Club, the Keystone Corner. Here's Fuller Love on Jazz America from VOA 1.
There have been many fantastic musicians who've been part of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers over the years, including the Marsalis brothers. Winton on the trumpet and Branford on the alto sax on the song Fuller Love, recorded live at the San Francisco Jazz Club, the Keystone Corner, in 1982 with Art Blakey. More of our celebration of the 54th birthday of Winton Marsalis coming up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received, short but sweet, as they say. Hi, I'm Shimron McConanen from Ethiopia. I'm listening to your program, and I'm happy. Well, thank you so much. I love getting a message like that. And hopefully you're just happy in general, but maybe happy because you're enjoying the music. Well, I've got some music that's brand new that I think just might make you even a little happier. It's from a new release from the Cuban-born trumpeter who made his way to the United States of America some years ago to follow his musical dreams, and those dreams have been realized. He's won many, many Grammy Awards over the years. His name, Arturo Sandoval. He plays not only the trumpet, but timbales and piano and various keyboards. And this album was recorded earlier this year in July of 2015, so they put it together and put it out quickly. And in honor of our salute to the son of New Orleans, Louisiana, Winton Marsalis, here's a song right out of the New Orleans tradition. It's called Second Line. From Live at Yoshi's, Arturo Sandoval, beginning this set of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So go your way.
late, great George Duke with a title cut from his album In a Mellow Tone from 2006. We miss George Duke, his positive spirit and incredible talent so very much since he passed away not very long ago. That was his homage to Duke Ellington with one of his most famous songs. And speaking of homage to Duke Ellington, the educator portion of the career of Wynton Marsalis, a lot of it has involved teaching young musicians and young people in general about the joys of the music of the Duke Ellington. And he has done that over the years with his essentially Ellington program. I sat down with him at Jazz at Lincoln Center just before the Essentially Ellington program was about to begin. We had this conversation. We'll follow that with another great Duke Ellington song, interpretation by Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra.
We are still here, man. One of my favorite interviews is always the interview I have with Wynton Marsalis. And I think we have so much fun because we're just a couple of old Southern guys
country who boys,
ended up in New York. And now they ain't getting rid of me, and I don't think they're getting rid of
right,
you either.
You.
Now, Wynton, it's great to see you, my friend.
Always great to see you, man.
And you got a smile on your face as usual, because from what I hear, this is your favorite time of the year. How could the Essentially Ellington Festival and Competition, of all the things you do, be your favorite time of year?
Man, we have all of our young people in here playing, band director. My father's a band director. And for me, when I was in high school, I had such a great time with so many great teachers and met so many other musicians my age that were fantastic. And one of my greatest joys of being a professional musician and traveling around the country has been hearing kids play, going to schools, having them come backstage after gigs with their parents. And even as I get older, I cherish it even more.
You know, get them when they're young. You know, and you said some interesting things to me that have stuck with me. One time we were having a conversation, and I said, we got to get jazz people to understand that jazz is really the real thing. You said, well, look, if people have been eating a Big Mac all their lives and then they get some cuisine, they'll never be the same. So we got to find ways to serve them this cuisine. And in schools is a great way for them to taste the really delicious stuff that jazz is.
Right.
And that's part of this whole thing.
Know, yeah, jazz and all of our arts.
Indeed.
I don't separate jazz from the arts, and I think it's important for us not to do that. And I think jazz and dance, swing dance, I think actually if I could actually do something about the education in our country, I would pick the swing dance before I would put jazz. Because of the rituals of courtship, because of all the things that we suffer, our young people suffer so much with. They would learn so much about the music that the musicians that would come out of that larger body of people who could dance, they would be fantastic musicians, regardless of the style that they chose to play in.
Here's a little Duke Ellington for you from the album Live in Swing City, Swinging with Duke. It's Wynton Marsalis and the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra with Happy Go Lucky Local on Jazz America from VOA 1. Crusaders with Greasy Spoon from their album Southern Comfort. We have to mark the passing of the great saxophonist Wilton Felder, who along with Wayne Henderson and Joe Sample, who both passed away last year, and now the remaining member Stix Hooper. High school friends in Houston, Texas formed the great band The Crusaders. Wilton Felder gone but not forgotten. This is Russ Davis. Join me on the next edition of Jazz America as we feature conversation with Christian McBride, Randy Brecker, Chick Corea, and Bela Fleck, and play music from their brilliant new live recordings. Christian McBride's trio live at the Village Vanguard, Randy Brecker with Randy Pop at the Blue Note in New York, and Chick Corea and Bela Fleck from the album 2. Next time on Jazz America.